Reading from Romans 8 and 1. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Well, we know that any time a chapter starts out with the word therefore, we have to back up and see what therefore is there for. Paul is simply stating a conclusion based on the preceding two chapters that deal with our struggles with our old carnal self. He asks the question in Romans 7:24, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then he goes on to give the answer. I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. He was thanking God that Jesus had accomplished what he in his flesh could not. He had brought deliverance from sin and condemnation. He rejoiced in this the rest of his life. We hear him joyfully say in 1 Corinthians, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is confidently stating his conclusion. Because of what Jesus has done, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He expressed his confidence again when he stated in Ephesians 1 that after we had believed, we were sealed by the Holy Ghost, which signified that we had been accepted in the Beloved, that is, in Jesus. His confidence was based on the fact that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, and that we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All this is to say, I do not stand in my own goodness, my own holiness, but I have been covered by his blood and filled with his Spirit. I then stand before God in the righteousness of Christ and not my own. My sins have been covered. They cannot condemn me. Well, some would use these scriptures to justify loose living, living according to the flesh. We know that's not the case. Paul continues on to tell us that if we live after the flesh, we will die. But if we, by the Spirit, mortify and kill the deeds of the flesh, we will live. Well, we can't state it any more clearly than that. Well, we have a teacher who helped us, a teacher named Grace. We read in Titus 2:11 that the grace of God teaches us that we are to deny ungodliness, worldly lust, live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world while we wait for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, you know, there's a big difference between condemnation and conviction. Condemnation comes from the devil. He's the accuser of the brethren. Conviction comes from the Holy Ghost and leads us to repentance. When I miss the mark and come before God in repentance, I come confident of the fact that his word tells me that if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's a propitiation for my sin, or simply that he made the only acceptable payment for the sin that I am confessing. He shed his blood. The word tells me that if I confess my sin, he is faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. When I am in Christ and in fellowship with God, that which is on the inside will automatically show on the outside. My thoughts will be his thoughts. My will conform to his will. My desires will be for the furtherance of his kingdom and not my own. Well, John tells us that if our hearts condemn us not, we have confidence towards God. A confidence that our prayers will be answered. A confidence that we can come boldly before his throne and expect to find help in the time of need. When our condemnation has been replaced by confidence in God, we can do as Jesus said and be that city that's set on a hill. Men will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. And as Paul said, we can be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, as we shine as lights to this world. God bless you.